Lake County is home to many minority entrepreneurs who strengthen the local small business community. Each week, we'll bring you one of their stories. Welcome to Neighborhood Voice. I'm your host, Erica Pfizer. And this week, we're joined by Michelle Robinson, owner of Clean Paws Mobile Grooming. Thanks for joining me, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me about Clean Paws and the services you offer.
Well, Clean Paws Mobile Grooming, it's actually Clean Paws Mobile Pet Services. I offer mobile grooming. That's the mainstay of what I do. But I also offer pet sitting, dog walking, and a pet shuttle back and forth to the vet. So that's about it.
And so how long have you been in this business?
I've been grooming since 2002. I started my business in 2010.
And have you always had a love for pets?
Always.
How did you get into that?
Always. I've always loved animals ever since I was knee-high to a duck's tail. I would come home from school and something would follow me home. And my grandmother would say, don't you bring anything else to this house. But like most people who have a passion for animals, the only career and for animals that you could think of was being a veterinarian. Mm-hmm. And so that plan for me was derailed in my junior year of high school when I took honors biology and we had to dissect a fetal pig. And I just had a complete meltdown. I couldn't handle it. I was hyperventilating. They had to take me out of the class. I mean, it was horrible. So I just thought that I would never have a career in with animals because that's the only thing that I knew of. And so I went a roundabout way. I went into accounting, and that's actually my background. And then I was working as a service manager for a small entrepreneur of auto repair. And while I was there, these animals just started coming to me from everywhere. And so it just ignited that passion again. And then I was there for a long time. And then the day after I signed a 30-year mortgage on my house, the shop burned down to the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I was sitting at my new house, and I was going, what am I going to do? And these animals kept coming to me, and I said, you know, I got to figure out what to do with this. Otherwise, I'm going to be living outside in a box with these animals. And so I looked into grooming. For some reason, something came up, and I looked into it. And from the first soapy brown-eyed dog I saw, I was in love, and I knew I was in the right spot.
You were like Snow White saving these saving these animals. They were just coming to you.
Everywhere. And they still do. They still do.
Well, it seems like as unfortunate as it is for that shop to have burned down, that, you know, that was maybe a sign or a push for you to pursue what you love and what you're doing now.
Yeah.
And what you've been doing for almost 20 years now.
Yes. Yes.
And so when did you get the vehicle?
I bought it actually in October of 2010. it was really Proud Mary is what I call her affectionately. I was working in corporate America for about 8.5 years. I started as a bather, and then I became the salon manager. I went as a groomer, went through their groom school, and then I became a salon manager, and I was there for 8.5 years. I was also a mentor trainer there while I was there, but then I just got burned out on corporate America. I couldn't take it anymore. I don't do the clicks. I just, you know, kind of like a round peg in a square hole. I wasn't fitting in anymore. And so one day I was at my wit's end and I was standing outside in the parking lot and I was like, God, I love what I do. I just can't take this anymore. And it just so happened this mobile grooming truck rolled past. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So I started looking into it. The company that makes the truck is in South Bend, mm-hmm. or close to South Bend. And I started looking into it, and I was all excited, wanted to get into it. And, you know, my dreams were just dashed to pieces because at the time, 10 years ago, the truck was $85,000. And so I had a house. I've been in it for a while. And I was like, yeah, I can get an equity mortgage on my house and pull it out. Well, that was a no, because at that time, the housing market had turned. And then my house just wasn't worth the dirt it was standing on. So at that point, I was like, I just can't take this anymore. So I liquidated my 401k. I sold everything that I could in my house for cash, and I bought Proud Mary. And it was a used mobile grooming truck. And the day I was going to pick her up, I had the lady call me on the phone. She said, well, it's dead on the side of the road. So if you want it, you can still have it. And I was like, I was in tears. I was just absolutely in tears. I was going to get on the plane that morning. And so a friend of mine just said, just go get it. And whatever it is, we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. And so I went and I got it. And I fixed it. I actually got on the road in November of 2010 because there was some repairs that needed to be done. And we've been rolling ever since. But now she's 20 years old. She was 10 years old when I got her. She's 20 years old now, so I need to upgrade because she's like the USS Enterprise. She's like, I'm giving you all I can get. I can't do anymore. It's like,
Well, it sounds like you put everything into this and really, you know, took that leap of faith. And it's worked out, you know, and that truck has been with you now, you know, for 10 years. Yeah. And so I think that's a testament sometimes to really believing in yourself and in your passion and going for it full steam ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so this year, which has been... You know, just the ups and downs of a year that none of us could have seen coming. How has that affected you? Are the restrictions the same with mobile as they are if you were to have like a traditional storefront? Or talk to me about some of those aspects.
Well, for mobile, for me, it was just kind of smooth sailing because in mobile, I sanitize the truck between every pet anyway. So I sanitize my blades. I rotate my blades out. I, you know, sanitize my equipment in between the pets. The only thing that's different now is that every dog goes right into the truck. Right into the tub. And so I have to pre-qualify people. Has anybody in your house been sick? You know, are you at risk? Are you an at-risk person? Have you tested positive? If you have tested positive, have you received a negative test? So that's right now when the virus hit, everything shut down because I service a lot of seniors. So the senior living facilities absolutely shut down. I couldn't get to them. And it's been nerve-wracking between being afraid of getting the virus. I've had to shut down 3 times already because someone had contact with someone that had the virus. So I had to shut down. I had to quarantine for 14 days. I had to go get a test. And then the other is, you know, getting the virus or being exposed to it and taking it to somebody. Mm-hmm. That has been the most stressful thing. And I've said to some people before, it's like, if the virus doesn't kill me, the stress from not getting the virus is going to kill me long before that. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, oh my God, you know, it's like before, you know, it's like if I had a sniffle or something, I just pop some vitamin C and just keep it moving. Mm-hmm. And it's like now it's like, oh my God, do I have it? You know, it's like, I'm like my grandfather now. It's like when he was always say, I had the, you know, you think I got the COVID, you know, it's like, oh my God, it's like, oh my God, do I have the COVID now? It's like, you just don't know. I mean, that's really the emotional part of it, the emotional stress of having it, getting it, or God forbid that I would take it to one of my seniors, because I have a lot of advanced age clients, and that if I did that, it would kill me. It would just absolutely kill me because I all of my clients with mobile are very dear to me because I'm coming to their home. Mm-hmm. And so it's a more personal relationship. You know, if they're not feeling well, I check on them. If their dog passes away, you know, I check on them. Those the types of different relationships. With a shop, I know I have a few colleagues that have a shop, and it's equally stressful because they have to figure out how to get the dogs in and out with, you know, without exposing themselves and without exposing their employees. There's been some shops in the area that someone brought in the virus and they had to cancel their whole day. So it's been a different atmosphere. But since I'm mobile and it's my truck, I control my atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So and then I purchased a UV tower to sanitize the truck in between dogs. So now what I do is I do my normal cleaning. I turn the tower on to sanitize, take the dog for a walk, and then I take the dog in the house. So by the time I get through with the dog, the truck is completely sanitized. I'm ready for the next customer.
That sounds like a very efficient process that you've developed, and something that can carry with you for years forward. I think this year has kind of taught us how to innovate or think differently about how we do things, and some of those practices will stay with us, beyond this year. And so thinking about mobile grooming, when I was thinking about it, I guess I was like, well, that's very convenient, obviously, to have something, come to your house. And I really hadn't considered, on my own kind of ignorance, the service that it brings to those who cannot leave their home, or right now maybe choosing not to leave their home, mm-hmm. and the kind of convenience and comfort that you provide, that their animal can still be regularly taken care of.
Absolutely.
Even if they are unable to get out of their home. So have you seen business grow, change, lessen in this year?
I have seen it. It has increased exponentially. Just like you said, people are afraid to go into the salon, because a lot of the people that I work with, they are in a bubble. And so they're careful about who is allowed in their bubble or who they go out and do bubbles with, go into other bubbles. So that has it increased the demand for my business. That's why I'm really pushing to get a new truck this coming year, because Proud Mary is like, yeah, keep playing with this, okay, and see what's going to happen.
You're pushing her harder, right, this year.
She's like, I've told you. She's like Battlestar Galactica. I told you, I'm just a ragtag fugitive fleet right now. So it's like, but it has grown, like, where I have to turn certain people away because they're outside of my area. I usually only go 15 miles from the Gary area. So if they're out of my area, they're like, I'll pay you double. It's like, it's really outside of my area. And, I don't want to push my truck beyond capacity, because if it breaks down, then I have nothing.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. So what has, I guess, this moment taught you about your own resilience and the kind of, capacity that personally you're able to take on?
Well, I've always been a believer that God never gives you more than you can handle. Just sometimes I think he trusts me way too much. But I'm always at the point is that he didn't bring me this far to let me fall now. And that, sometimes when you're inside your comfort zone, you don't want to go further than you need to go. Mm-hmm. And so with my relationship with God, he always says, okay, you're hard-headed. I'm just going to have to push you. It's like, you won't move from where I'm going to burn your place of business down so that you can do the next step. So I'm just rolling with the punches now. It's like, whatever he's got, he's giving me what I need to prepare for it, and I'll just do whatever it takes to get it done.
Well, I think it's served you well so far, and you've passed every test, right? You've been
I
given.
Hope so.
You're here now, so you've passed. That means you've passed every test.
Yeah.
So I would assume that mostly you groom dogs, but are there any other, what other kinds of animals are you grooming or walking or servicing?
I just keep it to dogs and cats.
Okay.
When I'm doing pet sitting, if there's a bird or something like that, I can handle the bird or a fish or something like that. But my expertise is in with dogs and cats. I'm a certified master stylist. I'm certified with advanced age pets. I'm certified with pet CPR. So that's my niche. So I just stay within that realm of dogs and cats.
And I've seen some very new and innovative styles for dogs. Mm-hmm. So what are the hot new dog style trends?
It's like Asian fusion is the new hotness now, but it's like with people with hairdos. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Every dog can't wear the same hairdo. So you have to, you know, every pet, you have to kind of tailor it to that pet's coat, skin type, their, you know, their body structure. You know, it's like, certainly you don't want a dog that looks like he swaddled a basketball to have this really skinny leg cut. He's going to look even bigger than he was. So you want to do something that complements the dog and do a really cute face.
Wonderful. Well, tell people how they can find you, how they can make an appointment.
Sure. They can always find me. Google is usually the easiest way to find me, Clean Paws Mobile Grooming from Gary, Indiana. You can also find me on Facebook, Clean Paws Mobile, and you can book directly online. You can go to my website, which is www.cleanpawsmobilegroomingsalon.com. Or you can always call. My number is 888-648-7256.
Thank you so much for being here, Michelle. It
Thank
was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us this week on Neighborhood Voice. You can find resources to build a better business at nwibizhub.com. The show is made possible by Legacy Foundation, the community foundation for Lake County, Indiana.